Welcome to the I Love Running podcast. I'm Stefan.
And I'm Jenna.
From Lungile Health. Hello, we're back again for the I Love Running podcast, episode 7. How's it, Jenna?
Hey, Steph.
So today we're just going to chat about the running clubs around Durbs and what you can join during winter, because obviously really difficult to train by yourself during winter, and it's a lot of fun to join a club or a group because it does motivate you and keep you on track.
We're specifically having a look at what's available for free to Durbanites during this winter period, and there are a lot of activities and running specific activities that are openly available and free, which makes running in a group so much more appealing, and it's also a nice motivational factor when you know other people are waiting for you.
If you do know of anything else that is around that we don't mention, please just mail it to us, because then we can let everyone else know. And obviously the more support these groups get, the better it is for everyone, because then they're sustainable and then they carry on for us to keep training. Okay, if we're going to go through the week, right, on a Monday, with regards to running, not much going on, all right. But if you do want to stay active, there is a free group on a Monday. It's at SunFit at Suncoast Casino. They've got classes throughout the week. Jenna, I don't know if you know a bit more about it.
Yeah, SunFit is run by Lisa Raleigh, and it's at Suncoast Casino. The classes are free and open to the public, and there's really an unlimited number of people that can go to the class, so it can get quite vibey. On a Monday at 5:30, there's kickboxing, which is lots of fun, cardiovascular in nature, and also something different for runners, just to keep fit and active and do something other than hitting the tarmac.
And then the other days during the week, they've also got other stuff, because I ran on the promenade yesterday and I saw there was something going on in front of the casino.
On a Tuesday at 5:30, they have Zumba, which is really fun, and it's very fast and upbeat, and it's a great one to bring friends along and try out the Zumba. Obviously, it's predominantly ladies in the Zumba class, but there definitely are a few brave souls, some men that take part in the Zumba, and watching them from a distance while we're doing parkrun, I can see these men have got some rhythm and are pretty groovy.
Yeah, I've seen some of those guys shake it, and it's quite funny. But if that's what you enjoy, keep doing it, because obviously it's a really good cardio workout.
On a Wednesday, they do a boot camp, which really appeals to runners, I think, for strength, getting up down hills, and getting a complete body workout, doing upper body as well. So the boot camps on a Wednesday, they do things like lunges, squats, push-ups, quite a bit of running and some speed work. So mix it up and go and have a look-see and try out the boot camp on a Wednesday, or yoga on a Thursday, which is also fabulous for runners to improve their flexibility and control. So that's free yoga every Thursday at 5:30. On a Friday at 5:30, they've got Core Fit, and doing core strengthening is very important for runners. So I would suggest, if you aren't already taking part in Pilates classes, to join in one of these Friday Core Fit classes to get some ideas and inspiration, and then include that in your training program for a home program. On a Saturday, I've seen them as well. They do the boot camp again in the morning, and then the Zumba is at about 8:15. So the boot camp's at 7:15, and Zumba takes place at 8:15 till 9. And a couple of our park runners, they go and join the Zumba class once they've finished their sneaky 5K, and they have a lot of fun doing the Zumba on the Saturday morning.
Yeah, they're obviously not running fast enough at the park run. Okay, well, that's awesome. So SunFit at Suncoast, it's such an epic place to do it as well, because you're doing it on the grass in front of the casino and you're overlooking the ocean. So it really is an awesome place to exercise. And, you know, that whole promenade area has just been redone. So there is a lot of opportunity to be active out there, and it's pretty safe. There's always police there and there's a lot of people walking around. So, it's an ideal place to sort of do stuff if you're not going to be running. But then if we look on a Tuesday, Tuesday morning at 5:15, we've got Regents. All right. So Regents is a, or it's not really a club, it's just a gathering of people. And they meet pretty much every day of the week. But on Tuesdays, they've got a run. Regents is always 10Ks during the week. And their Tuesday run varies every week. So it's a different route. So they'll call the route at 5:15. So you meet on the corner of Broadway and Kensington, next to the garage. At 5:15, you'll just see loads of people there. And then they call the route, generally quite a hilly route. But also with Regents, there is always a walkers group. So you can start off with the walkers if you need to. But yeah, so if you're keen to do a 10K, really nice, because it is varied and there's different paces. So they've got the really fast guys and obviously the slow guys. But it's a nice big group and very social and fun. And then on Tuesday evenings at 5:30, they've got there is a run, a time trial at Pirates Life Saving Club. So that's a 5K and an 8K. And I think that's organized by Nedbank Running Club. So that's also really cool. So the 5, obviously a bit shorter. So that is, if you are just getting into running and that, probably a good option, because then you've got your 5Ks on the promenade and then also the 8K. So you can see if you're improving, because they take your time each week and the guys are really friendly there. So it was a nice experience. I went there last night and I had a good time.
Wednesday morning, you've got Buzz and Vaughn, who run Riverside Trail Run. It's an early morning trail run with a little bit of road running to get to the destination. And that takes place every single Wednesday morning, and they meet at 5:15 outside the Mad Italian and the Total on Broadway, so also in Durban North.
Yeah, I think speak to them. As far as I know, it is free. And
R50.
Oh, is it R50? Okay, I don't think it's R50 per run. Yeah, but just chat to them. Just email Riverside Trails and see what you need to do. But as far as I know, it's a very minimal fee. But their runs are a bit longer. Yeah, I would say it's not for the beginner trail runner. Yeah, more for someone that has done a bit of running before.
And it's about 8 to 12 kilometers.
Yeah, and that's also, I think, at 5:15. And then on a Thursday, we've got Regents again. So Regents meeting at 5:15 in the morning in Durban North. The Thursday run is always the same route. So it is quite a hilly route, but it's always the same. So it is quite nice to see if you are getting better and improving. So it's a really, really, really nice run. So I really enjoy that one, because obviously the more you run, you should be improving. And it is a nice test to see if you are getting better. And then on a Thursday evening at 5:30, this is our baby, the Lungile Trails. We love it, and a lot of people do as well. So we really, really try and get everyone to come and do the trails. It's we do it at one of three locations. So either in Umhlanga at the Umhlanga Lagoon Nature Reserve and on the beach, or at Virginia Bush, or in Morningside at Berman Bush. So it's one of three locations, and we just rotate around. So if you do want more information about that, just go onto our website, lungilehealth.com, and sign up on the right-hand side, and then you'll receive the mail. We just send out a mail once a week. But that is for anyone. So it's beginners to guys that are pretty experienced at running, because we split into different groups. So there's always a walkers group. If you are brand new to trail running, it is very different to road running. So I'd say just if it is your first time trail running, come to the Lungile Trails and just do one group back than what you think you would do on the road. So yeah, if you're a slow runner, then maybe start in the walkers group just to get your bearings, and then you know you can progress as you want to. But it is a lot of fun, very social, and we do get quite a few people. So in winter now, we're getting between 40 and 60. And in summer, sometimes we're getting 70 people, you know. So in winter, you do need a headlamp. So that makes it a different experience as well if you've never run at night before. But yeah, a lot of fun and very cool. So if you want to get more info about that, just mail us, or yeah, sign up to the trail mail list. On a Friday, we've also got Regents again. So Regents on a Friday is their so-called social run. So again, in Durban North, again, 10Ks. And that's also a different route each time. It's a little bit flatter than the Tuesday run, so it is a little bit friendlier for most people. Sometimes they throw in a few hills, but it's still good fun. And that's again the 10Ks. And then on Saturdays, Regents again do two runs, one starting at Splashes in Glen Ashley, and that's a 16K run to Umhlanga and back. And then there's another route on a Saturday starting at the garage at the Harbour by the Sea, and that's a 16K flat run to Ushaka and back. So both are good to do, and appeals to different people. But yeah, so again, those are a bit longer, so if you have already done a bit of running or want to get in a bit more distance. And then Saturdays also, something that we do, our little baby in KZN, is parkrun. So this is parkrun is a international event and was brought to South Africa by Bruce Fordyce, and then we helping out in KZN. So our parkrun is at Suncoast Casino. So it starts in front of Suncoast Casino at 8 o'clock, and then it's just a 5 kilometer run on or walk on the promenade. So 2.5 k's out and 2.5 k's back. And all you need to do for that is register online, so parkrun.co.za, register, print out your barcode, and bring it with. And then all you do is we scan your barcode, and then we email you your time later on in the day. But throughout South Africa, there are different parkruns in different places. So in KZN, we've got 3 so far, one at Suncoast or the North Beach Parkrun, one down the South Coast at Uvongo, and now one in Hillcrest. It's called the Shongweni Parkrun at the Shongweni Polo Fields. And in 6 weeks, 5 or 6 weeks time, we're starting a Pietermaritzburg Parkrun. So that will be called the Doozy Parkrun. And that's going to be hosted by Sean Micklejohn, Comrades winner, and Kerry Kuhn, who last year came 4th in the Comrades and this year came 9th in the Comrades. So, I mean, it's great to have them on board as well. But like I say, parkrun, awesome place to start out if you're getting into running. And also if you're experienced at running, that's a good test to see if you are improving. And especially at somewhere like North Beach, it's a nice flat course. You can do a really quick time and see if you can beat it. So you don't have to do it every week, but you can come and just do it and give it a go. And those are around the country. I mean, there are 13 around the country now. Ilana Mayer started one in Stellenbosch. There are a few in East London, a couple in Joburg, and a few in Cape Town. Or there's 2 in Cape Town, but they're starting to pick up. All right. And then on Saturdays, generally, you'll find that all your trail races will be on Saturdays. So the best place around Durban or KZN to find out that info is either just mailing us or signing up to our trail mile list, because we always put all the trail events and the road running events on there, or the upcoming events, or to go to KZN Trail Running. They have a list of all the trail running events. Okay, but if you don't come right, just pop us a mail either at Lungile Health or just comment on the I Love Running page. And then on Sundays are all the road races, or most of the road races. Okay, so this again, if you sign up to our mail, trail mail, we also put the road races, the upcoming road races. I really suggest that you do start getting into road races. It's a lot of fun, and I know it sounds intimidating if you haven't done one before, but generally most of the races do have like a 5K, 10K, 21K, and a 42K. So just see what you can do, and just try and start off slow, like start off with a 5K or 10K, and it's really social. And if you are nervous, I mean, we go to most of the races, so if you come email us or chat to us, we'll probably be at the race anyway, so you won't be alone. And it's generally very simple, and the whole process is a lot of fun. So once you've done one, you'll be hooked, because it's really cool. Right, and then if you are a beginner, I mean, you don't necessarily have to belong to a club. That's fine, because obviously you have to pay fees and all of that. But if you are starting to run more, it is sometimes a good idea to join a club, because then the clubs do have like training programs. They've got experienced people that can help you out. And then they do have their own club runs. Obviously, those aren't free to the public. Okay, so it's but if you are running more, then joining a club is a good idea, because like I said, yeah, I mean, you can get a lot of support, and just try to find a club that works for you. So generally there will be a club in your area. Just go chat to them and see what their vibe is. But most of the clubs are really friendly and they're really helpful. So just join one of the clubs, that shop around a bit so you can see what they offer. But generally all the clubs are really friendly and really helpful, and they try and promote running and a whole family vibe and a whole social atmosphere. Right. So just check it out. I mean, it's not essential if you know to join a club these days, but it is helpful, you know, because you've got the guys that can help you out and you know, give you some advice and some tips about training and all of those things. Right, but otherwise, yeah, you can chat to us anytime. Please post some comments on the website, I Love Running, or get us on Facebook, you know, lungilahealth.com, or on our Facebook page. And hopefully we'll see you at one of the events or one of the races or one of the group events soon.